This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Okay, so that was a moment of silence, because today is Silence Day, and we just want to observe that silence. It was a minute of silence for all the stupid people in the world who do not know how to work a sound desk. So it's a silent for me, actually. So let's continue with the silence. Okay. Let's go to our colleagues in America and see what they've got.
13-year-old Jerem Hathwa of New York are co-champions of the 2016 Scripps National Spelling Bee in the U.S.
First, Jerem, seen here on the right, correctly spelled the word for a method of education known as Feldenkrais. The competition ended when Neha nailed the German word for Gesellschaft.
G-E-S E L L S C H A F T Gesellschaft.
That is correct.
Lucky guess. So, Aisha, what does Gesellschaft mean?
Well, as you ask, it is a type of social relationship that's based on impersonal ties, like for business purposes.
How about that? Both winners will each receive a $40,000 cash prize and other gifts.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good on. Smart kids.
Did he just say, fuck it? It sounded like it, eh? What do you people think? Hello, Anas.
Hello, hello. Goedemorgen.
Aisha Main, hi, Gavin.
Hey, Gus.
How are you?
Hello, Casper.
Oh. Very well, thank you, very well.
So what does Gesellschaft mean?
Doesn't it mean to speak or to talk?
Is it immer nicht Gesellschaft?
That's what I would deduct.
Yeah. So they go, what is Gesellschaft? It's Gesellschaft. I think
informal
so.
Informal relationship of sorts.
Yeah, Gesellschaft, Gesellschaft.
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Well, it's every year. It's something I'm fascinated with. It's the spelling bee in America.
Yeah.
Where people gather, kids gather, and they get difficult words and they must spell it. And the one that spells the correct one at the end, after several rounds, win the competition. It's live on TV there, and people are fascinated with it. And it's a whole, there was a musical written about it, the spelling bee competition. Very funny musical, I saw it. And then, you know, the kids come forward and they say, Honkelmeister, and then the kid would say, origin, and he would say, German, French. Use it in a sentence. My Honkelmeister is broken. And then they go, okay, you got 2 minutes, and then he must go. Usually they spell it on the palm of their hands. They go, H-O-N-G-K. L-S-T-E-M-E-I-S-T-E-R. And then there's the moment of silence. Because if it's correct, it stays quiet. If it's incorrect, it goes, bing! And then the guy's out.
Aye. Yeah.
And that is what that was all about.
Nou, hoeveel kinders se harte word jaarliks gebreek as gevolg van hierdie spelling bees as hulle verloor?
Ek dink meer hulle ouers se hart wat gebreek is. Maar die ouers sit almal daar. Die hele fucking familie is daar met klein niggie en ouma, almal sit daar. Yay! En gewoonlik spel hulle saam vir al die pa. Jy sien hy mouth it. Anyway.
I think we need to have something like that in South Africa.
It would be fantastic. Yeah, but which language? English.
It should be English. English. We need to get our intellectual levels up.
We need to, eh?
Because the guys on top are messing it up.
They are. So let's do this.
We're starting feisty, aren't we?
Okay. Yeah,
there's an energy this morning.
I think we got models coming. Jermaine, maybe you should ask a spelling question.
We'll do that.
We'll do that as well.
Yeah. Find that can actually be fun. Find a really difficult word.
Have you? Let's warm up our voices.
Okay, we
because we're all not well. We're not saying things. Yeah. I pressed the wrong buttons. So okay. So everyone and at home, there you go. Just sigh, breathe in, and sigh out. There you go. We've identified the smoker. Now we just go a low rumble like a didgeridoo. Now we go with our tongue against the side of our mouths, our mouth open, tongue out. Now this, fish out of water.
I think my lip is the duck.
My lips are just fine.
Yeah.
No.
And now we just do the continent. B.
B.
B. B.
B.
K.
K. K. K. So let's do the clicks now.
Okay, do click.
Okay, we do the C and it's a K. K. From the front of the tongue. And then we do the Q and we do it from underneath the tongue. The K.
I can do it, but I can't do it loud.
Soft. Okay.
Yes, I think that's enough. Oh, you want more? Then we do the X. The K. And that's the two sides. K. K.
K.
As in isi
kosa.
There we go. That's enough.
That felt good.
I think we have warmed up nicely now.
Calm down.
Thank goodness. I feel so much better. I want to play something, but
yeah,
I don't know what.
Please.
What shall we play? Let me see what I brought along. We got a full program today. We got to talk about World Burger Day, and I think I see the burgers being given there to Duncan, but they're a bit early. But it's World Burger Day.
I know.
Tell me about.
Oh, do you want to know? Oh, you want. You
what's
also
the history
know
of
about it?
What's the history of
it?
I do because I didn't even know it existed.
Well,
let me tell you.
Okay, before you do, I just want to say I made a mistake. It's World Burger Day on Saturday tomorrow, but we are feeding it today because they brought us Galitos. What's the name? Galito?
Yes, Galitos.
Galitos is not toast. It's gali. Lots of gali, darling. Onions and gali. And they brought us burgers today, man. Yeah. Because of World Burger Day, that's the way to cockle my warmth.
So what do you want? Okay, so now you've heard Casper saying, okay, Gavin, you're looking at me very expectantly, so I'm going to try and get this right. Today's the 27th, but tomorrow, the 28th, is now World Burger Day. Now, I don't know. Apparently, in South Africa, we like the bold African chicken flavor more
than the beef.
Than the beef. Apparently, America's the front runner on the beef side, but South Africans apparently we favor the chicken side. But anyway, you can get this at Galitos. The ingredients are fresh. The grilled chicken is succulent and flame grilled. The flavor is African, and it will get your taste buds going. Okay, like a drum, you know. Do you want some more?
I've got the music. Go for it.
I see, but why Burger Day?
Do you see that patty falling in slow motion?
Yes. Oh, yes. And what's on it?
The onions.
Gherkins.
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
Spatter, spatter, spatter. Oh.
So, drinkie water op die tomatietjies.
Ja.
Ja.
Lettuce fresh.
Let us all eat.
And then
to top it all, some firm buns.
Oh my God.
You're showing the breast. So firm buns and flame grilled breast. But you want to hear what Louis Germa says? The CEO of Galitos has to say.
We have to because he brought these things for us.
Oh, great.
For free. Thank you, Louis. You can do it every week.
In his words, legend dates the invention of the hamburger back to the late 1880s, but they've come a long way since then. Think flavors, toppings, and even those delicious sides. And if you consider that 60% of the sandwiches sold globally are actually burgers, today there is a burger for everyone.
Even three for me. I don't want a burger, I want three burgers.
You can get three burgers. You can get a flame grilled burger, you can get a vegetarian burger, and you can get a regular beef burger.
So, I think we must get Duncan in here, whether that is our burgers. Duncan! Won't you come in? Won't you come tell us, is that our burgers that has just arrived?
Amazing.
Would you like to know more about these burgers?
Well, it's the interesting... Oh, here he is. What does that take a lot? Is it ours?
Yes,
meneer.
Yeah?
I've got an announcement to make.
Make an announcement.
Yes. As we should all know.
Hi, sir. Who's this? You say Duncan? I can't hear.
The man he saw meneer is the man that for ons beggars gegee.
Yeah! Yay. Thank you, Jeff.
But... we're not allowed to eat burgers in here, are we?
Absolutely not. He's just showing you guys, take pictures with him.
And then wait until the end of the show before we...
Have you got a microwave? Can you go buy one for us?
We do have a Cliff Central microwave downstairs.
I will have a Coke, please.
These people thought of everything, Casper.
We can't drink here, but...
before we do, I do want to say that one fact that
Sorry,
you asked.
Sorry, Shemaine. Bring the fact.
That you asked. It says, while Hannes is getting his burger, if you put all the hamburgers Americans eat in a line, they would circle the earth more than 32 times. So what about South Africans?
Yeah.
We're just as big on burgers, but even more so, we're big on chicken, like I said. But have you ever 32 times?
It is a lot. And so Duncan, what does that take a lot? Is
talking about a lot... I was about to make an announcement.
Yes, make an announcement.
Before you were distracted by food that walked
yes,
in.
Always like, food.
Whenever food comes in, you lose your concentration.
Always.
So, put it back in.
You can see everyone is confused.
I've got an announcement to make, Duncan.
Please make the announcement, Duncan.
The first
in Afrikaans.
The eerste van Junie is a goeie, goeie, baie goed dag, wag.
Ons wonder hoe kom.
Is die bad dat vir die Queef.
Die Baghdad vir die Baghdad vir die Queef.
Vir die Queen. Vir die Queen. En die Queen is meneer Casper de Vries.
Well, Queef is nice. Queef. It's the cow queen.
The Queen.
I'm confused.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jalito.
Hy was vandag ons burgemeester.
Dit is funny, Jani. Hierso, wat ek het in my hande nou... And I said, what's your last... This burger guy won't leave.
He won't fucking leave. Let me just switch off, yeah?
Wat ek het in my hand now is a gift van Syrette Geise
af.
Omdat op die 1ste van Junie is jou bad dat.
She is so nice. I'm gonna open it.
Oh, of course you can.
The Casper Radio Show.
Thank you, Sarita, you wonderful darling. We will just get ourselves together here. I think we're going to go for a version of our weekly Nature Boy. And this one is quite fantastic. Have a listen to this. I'm going to get us all sorted out here. And then we will see you on the other side of this boy. This Nature Boy. Oh my God, it's got Indian flavor. Which is very apt because we've got Indian guests today.
Traveled very far, very far. traveled very far, very far. Little shy.
Isn't that just absolutely fantastic? I really enjoy that. I really enjoy it so much. I'm going to open my gift just now, Sarita. So I just wanted to call Duncan. And Duncan, it's not your day, I know, but I wanted to call you in. Good morning.
Goeiemôre, meneer.
Dankie vir die aankondiging nou-nou van die gift. Dankie vir die burgers.
Ja, ek doen alles dat ek kan doen, meneer, vir die mense, dat support my.
Ja, you got a lot of support.
Absolutely.
I want to remember last week, we went onto Facebook Live.
Ek onthou, meneer.
Now, it is very funny, because you made me laugh so much, we stopped it immediately.
Ja, ek onthou, jy het gesê vir, was die...
Betty.
Betty. Oh, don't stop that, stop that.
Ja. Anyway, it went out onto the Facebook fan page of mine.
Yeah.
It's still populated by an old, or let's say a couple of old rats.
Aww.
Who should go away. And they opened their mouth. And it's very
what
funny.
What say die rotte manier?
Die rotte is by snocks, Duncan. You're going to laugh. Okay, a lot of people say it's fantastic and very funny. And this one girl said you are, directly to you, you are her hero. Duncan, you are a legend. So far. Now, this one guy says, die caption van hierdie video, dis hy, hierdie ou se naam is Tertius Slabbert, maar hy spel nie Tertius met 'n T nie, dis Tertius met 'n S, T-E-R-S-I-U-S, Slabbert, en hy sê, die caption vir hierdie video is die dik moffie in die tuin outa. Oh, I wonder which is which.
Are they saying a dick, morphy, yeah?
Fat fag.
And what is that?
Tain outa. Garden. I know.
Wie is that man in the Tyson Hyundai?
Tertius Slabbert.
Ek sal jou moer, Tyson.
Yeah, no, wait. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Then this one guy says, jy moet ophou gat vat. That's you.
What?
Jy moet ophou gat vat. So I wrote, this Dugger Mitchell. So I wrote, Dugger, are you calling me a moffie? I say, nee, jy is awesome, is die ander ou. Nou sê Ansie, the priest, she comes in. Ja, dit is nou regtig nie nodig om kakgrappe oor die boere te maak nie. They're very they're sensitive, eh?
Ja, ek sien dit.
Listen to this guy. Don't get angry, you can just laugh at this guy. His name is Andries van Sail. He writes to you. Jou gat houtkop.
Oh, I love it.
Jy moet bietjie kyk wie die land opgefok. Julle is te stupid. Julle kan nie boer nie. Julle kan net teel. Andries van Sail. How's that?
Yo, meneer.
They still out there, eh?
Yo, man. What's the deal?
But they just don't understand you, man.
As ek met Sirita praat op die phone die ander dag, sê het vir my gesê dat ek moet careful wees, omdat sê het die video gesien en baie mense is baie kwaad van my. Maar al dat ek...
No, but that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They should get to the with the program now.
Absolutely,
they could have been angry in 1995, maybe. Yeah. But now, hello, wake up.
Julle is te agtig, meneer. Again.
Ja, well, the Afrikaans is dom poese, actually.
Maar mense soos jy en Hannes en my primaire school teacher, meneer van der Westhuizen.
Ja.
Hulle maak my dink dat dis goeie, goeie Afrikaans manner is.
Natuurlik is dit.
En is baie gelukkig mense en jy...
We want nothing to do with these
absolutief,
people.
Meneer.
It's not as if...
Hulle is land thieves. That's net...
Exactly. Yeah. We have nothing to do with them. Mm. It's not that I want to please them or I want them out of my life. You know? But it is interesting to see the reaction.
Meneer, ek dink ons moet een nieuwe video vat, omdat zo dat ik kan apologie.
I think we have to. We'll later in the show, yeah. We'll go back on Facebook Live and we'll talk about it if my camera will allow it. Otherwise, this whole thing is on Periscope, so maybe you should do your apology here and we'll put that on my Facebook.
Really?
Laat ik composeer myself.
Yeah.
Hello, Afrikaners. ek is die regste Afrikaner, maar ek sal julle accommodate, omdat almal hier so is persone, en ons moet heelmal te play, almal, you know, omdat die Here hou van ons al, en ek hou van julle. Julle is die reason ek hou van boereworsie. Julle is die reason ek hoener en naier.
Wat?
No, ek bedoel, ek hou van naier.
Hoeners?
Ja,
hoeners?
Julle is die reason ek hou van naiers.
Wat is naiers?
Chickens.
Ah.
ek is nie 'n hoender naier. What all ek sê is dat ek is sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize. Why are you apologizing? For what? For the racists?
Meneer, ek
don't apologize for the racists, Duncan.
Ek hou van boere se wors.
Okay, now you're getting a bit. Now they're going to complain again.
No.
You see, they're very touchy. If you come to the wars, ooh. But it was very interesting and I really enjoyed it. And we'll be on Facebook Live again soon.
Jammer.
Thank you. No, don't you worry. Okay, so Rita, I'm going to open your gift. Thank you for that. Jesus, I don't know with what to open it, though. Taking pictures with heartaches. It's indeed my birthday next Wednesday.
You'll be hurt if you kiss me.
Oh my goodness, what's this? Oh, that's sweet. This is a doorstop alarm. Oh. Why? Are you scared for me, my safety? Oh, and this is so apt, this doorstop. I'll tell you why. Okay, I'll tell you why. And the other one, oh, this is so sweet and very, very usable, Sarita. It's the Electra Comfort. It's where you do the hot water bottle through the plug. It heats up very quickly and then you've got a warm little toddy that you carry around. Oh, for the winter. Because I must say this Mulder's Drift winter is quite hectic, eh? Ja, ek moet twee keer nou weer aanvryf, anders lyk ek soos 'n iguana. Ah, thank you, Sarita. Any messages, Hannes?
We've got a few messages. Ons het Renier Stapelberg. Hy het vroeger vir ons gesê, hallo Cassie en Kie.
Hallo.
Lekker praat, ek gaan lekker luister.
Mooi.
Nou het ons twee boodskappe van Nadim af, wat homself net aan ons bekendstel.
Hallo Nadim.
Hy sê, Good morning, guys. Happy to listen to you all from Dubai. Can't wait for Duncan to start speaking Afrikaans, which he's done already.
Which he's done in a very interesting way.
Now, Rian Cordier, ek neem aan, dis daar hier is die regte uitspraak. Ja. Hy het gevoel, hy het nie van Jungle Boy gehou nie, hy het gesê, die song was a pot snot.
Oh no, open your mind, open your mind.
En dan Michelle Kirschenbaum, een gereelde luisteraar.
Say, yeah,
hi all, you are keeping me motivated or sane while I pack up the last of my shit before moving tomorrow. Thanks. Also got podcast save once the show is done.
So good.
She's going to listen to us the whole day. And then einde laatste, Sureta, wat sê, hallo, allemaal groot plezier, Kasper. Gift is something to keep you warm, aangezien Alfreda en Kent jou bed oorgeneem het, and something to keep you safe. Focus, iets met jou moet gebeur, sal ek dit nie maak nie.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Cassie has a real fan, a real fan, a real fan. Cassie has a real fan, a real, real fan.
That's right. I've got a real, real fan. And now the doorstop
that was
is
amazing.
It's fantastic, this doorstop alarm. Because do you know what? Since Thursday, the name of this door, of a doorstop, has changed to Hodo. IKEA has already got Hodors out. It's not doorstops anymore.
Really?
So if you don't know Game of Thrones, you don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Because in Game of Thrones this week, something happened that you call a doorstop a Hodor. Yeah. So it's really, IKEA has changed it already. It's out. The Hodors. So thank you for my Hodor, my darling.
Okay, what does
darling
that do? What is a doorstop alarm?
Okay, just look. I don't know what it does. It looks... It looks very intricate and it's heavy.
Oh.
So when you open the door, what alarm goes off?
Yeah.
But then I'm going to kak in my broek, eh?
Yeah.
Want, I'm going to skrik, eh?
Want jy sê nie, this is a proper, like, securities thing. Alarm
up. It's a whole system.
Yeah, it's a proper system. Damn. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Sarita. So when you open the door, I suppose it plays a tune. Or if it goes, hold on.
Silence at whip mark and test.
Yeah. Ons kan het doen terwijl ons luistert naar die volgende liedje. Now, we would have had, first of all, our extra special guest would have been Charlene Sidor Richard. I said that last week. She's an annual guest on Anale Gas, but she can't make it today because she's ill.
Sorry.
So, Charlene, the Stof Poopies is still for you. I have compiled it for you. So, in honor of you, we'll talk about it. But another guest we would have had is an Indian comedian called Verdas. Verdas. Unfortunately, he had a change of plane. So, he landed just now at our Tombo, 11:32. He landed. So, we will not have him here, but we will have his manager here, producer of his show, Battle of the Sexes, which opens tonight at the Civic. And his opener, what do you call it, Hannes, when you got someone who opens the show?
It's like a warm-up act.
Warm-up act. His warm-up act. He's Electra Comfort Blanket is Kavi Shastri. And Kavi Shastri will be here. He's a big star in Bollywood as well. So we're going into territory I don't know that well, and that's why I'm very interested in this Indian comedy. And it's big. Verdas is fantastic. I wish he was here. I'm going to play a song by him now, and it's aptly called Game of Thrones. And it's so funny, and he's got a whole rock and roll band behind him. I am just so impressed.
I'm a Lannister with debts to pay. Kingslayer with a fucking guys mess up shits. And lots of gold just hits. But you never fucking know. Cause the Indians ain't aboard is fucked up. HBO go. Said the winter is coming. Arya, Arya Stark. I don't really ever give a fuck. Kill every man that I meet. All the men are like, oh so sweet. My name is Lady Targaryen. I really wanna get it on. Be your Khaleesi all night long. Sexy milky, sexy dragon mouth. It's a TV show called the Game of Thrones. It's a web of lies. And they change the script and the character fucking dies. Mess up shit. And lots of gold just hits. But you never run, no. Cause the Indian center board is messed up. HBO go. A Lannister always pays his debts. The Lord of Light commands. Take the Iron Throne. The North remembers. A girl gives a man his name.
That's the magic of Ver Das, who's appearing tonight at the Civic for a couple of nights with his show, The Battle of the Sexes. And isn't that just fantastic? I love it. I wish... That's not from the show, though. That's from another show he does. This guy's versatile. But we'll find out about him just in the new hour. But now it's time for...
Here comes the boys.
I'm girl.
The boys of good St. John.
Good morning, Lara.
Hi, Casper.
Lara Boss of Boss Models. And here we are again with a new crop. But something happened with our boy. What happened?
His car broke down.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
So we'll have to bring him next time.
We'll bring him next time. Matthew. Nak, Matthew. What are you doing, Gavin? Are you periscoping?
Well, I'm not supposed to.
No.
Okay.
Switch off your fucking periscope. But we got the girl. We got the boy and girl. Kayla is her name, honest?
Kayla, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, I should switch you on.
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Kayla.
Hi.
Gavin, Kayla. Kellen.
Hello,
Gavin.
Kayla.
Hello, Gavin.
So what made you enter?
I always aspired to be a model, and like when I saw the competition, I just thought maybe like it was meant to be. So I just like
it was meant to be. We all organized this. Ek het dit met jou ouers georganiseer, 16 jaar, 17 jaar, 18 jaar. And that's now happened. The plan has happened well, but I've asked Gavin and Hannes to ask questions to our girl model today. And I've asked Shemaine to compile questions to Matthew, who's not here, but we'll do something with that later. But now, have you got some interesting questions for Kayla? And we'll go through that, and then afterwards, we're quickly going to go in Periscope and just make a turn around and turn
you
around.
Just warn me about Periscope. This is all new to me.
Gav, I will. I know it's new, you're overawed, but it's 2016, darling. It's not 1860.
But I'm not 16 years old. Kayla is.
1860 they had.
What?
Real periscopes that they use on the ships. Yeah. Mm. Now we got 16-year-old Kayla on a periscope, on a WhatsApp thing, on a phone, on technology that we don't understand. But that's it.
See, there I'm confused already.
Already, I've confused
myself.
Periscope
and WhatsApp in one
sentence? No, I made a mistake.
Okay, of course you did.
I'm not focusing. Lara, how's it going with the entries?
So we got amazing entrants in the last week as well. So those will be for 2 weeks' time when we choose a boy and girl for the 2 weeks' time. And our hashtag is getting lots of traction.
Remember the hashtag, people. It's not that difficult. It is bag, boys and girls, Cliff Central. So it's bag CC, bag CC, bag CC. Back CC.
Back CC.
Back CC.
Back CC.
CC.
So it's like, it's almost like you're standing on a corner and it's back CC, back CC. That's how we sound.
At the toll, you're right. Back CC.
Yeah.
Back CC. Remember it that way.
Yeah.
Just with the hashtag.
Does that mean the winner of Boys and Girls of Cliff Central gets to pack groceries for a day is one of the prizes?
They will slantel.
They will slantel.
Okay, so get going with Kayla.
Well, I'll ask the first question. It's one of those obvious questions. If you do win Girls of Cliff Central, what are you going to do to make the world a better place?
I love that.
Oh my gosh.
That's hilarious.
Just lie. Just lie. Say things.
World peace. I don't know. Maybe like use social media as like a platform to raise awareness for like causes.
What cause? Like what's the cause that you're passionate about?
Burgers is like a cause.
We should allow models to be any size they want.
You know what's interesting, Laura?
Yes.
You know what's interesting, Laura? Whenever I bring up food around you model people, you don't know what I'm talking about. You look vaguely at me. No,
love
like
food.
Every time we have meeting, I write, will there be food? And they answer, no, we don't know this. What is food? So you just drink, you models. You don't eat. And I think that's so wrong.
At our party, we didn't supply food, you're right.
Not at all.
Nothing.
There was no food.
Not at all.
But it was
late. Not at all. No, it wasn't late.
I had food like at the restaurant downstairs.
We want to eat. Models don't eat, they drink and they puke.
Yes, but they have to puke something, so they have to eat food to puke something.
Yeah, but what? So that is something we do have to look at, Laura, is the food situation. I'm very worried.
Okay, so at the end of the year when we have our function, we'll organize food.
Okay. Now, do you know that you're going to be checked by people? They're going to say you must eat less or eat more or whatever?
Yeah, I'm like aware of like all the diet and stuff.
Maar as jy al klaar tipe van anoreksies.
Nee.
Maar dis mooi 'n trap om in te val. Ek probeer daarin val, maar God, ek kry dit nie reg nie. Ek wil so graag anoreksies wees.
I've got a question.
Okay.
What is the scariest thing that you've heard about the modeling industry?
I just think like the size restrictions and like the bulimia and everything is like really scary.
Why?
I don't know, it's like a lot of pressure to be a certain size and like certain girls really can't, like genetically they can't be that size.
But the thing is that we as tydskrift blaaiers don't want to see fat people. We want to see nice, beautiful, thin people. I don't want to see
it depends
fatty
on the magazine.
I don't want to see a fatty in a swimming trunk. I want to see a nice body. And
do you want to know the real reason why the models have to be skinny?
No.
Because they make them in sample sizes. And sample sizes are made on mannequins that are a certain size. So if you're not a sample size, they're not going to make a 32, 34, 36, 38.
So we should be campaigning for bigger mannequins.
We should be campaigning for bigger mannequins.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a nice cause to have, bigger mannequins. Remember that. Have you got a nice question for the girl?
Somewhere. My Kali is Afrikaans word.
Ja, dis waar aan die
Afrikaans. So jy is nog op skool.
Ja, ek is in graad 10.
So wat is jou planne daarna?
Vir die volgende 5 jaar wil ek net soos ek wil obviously nou skool klaar maak, maar as ek nou klaar is met skool wil ek BCom Rek gaan swaat en dan soos wil ek in die volgende 10 jaar wil ek soos vir 'n CA soos 'n my kwalifikasies kry om 'n CA te word.
Ons skat, kan jy sien ek het 'n BK Rek gedoen. En my maag is so gebeekarrek. Okay, so jy is 'n chartered accountant. Here, maar dis moeilik.
Wel, dis op pad so
duidelik ambisieus.
Ja, ambisieus.
Yeah.
And okay, and like, where would you? Okay, I know you said about the chartered accounting and whatever, but I'm still on the modeling thing. So where would you find, like, in which city do you see yourself, like, as a fabulous model? Not size zero, but whatever size you want to be. But like, which city attracts you the most and why?
I really do like Cape Town. Cape Town is really like cool vibe. I like, yeah.
Hoe kom?
I mean, it's very hipster and chilled also. So yeah.
Who said? Was it with me or who said that Pretoria's got the most beautiful girls?
I told you that. There's even a song about it.
You told me that, hey? That Pretoria, that Cape Town is okay, but apparently in Pretoria there's something in the water.
I don't know.
For the girls.
I find beautiful girls there.
Wow. But you were born, I didn't hear now. Where did you come from?
I'm Pretoria.
You see? Mama Yerikan.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You see.
When Pretoria?
How?
Someone eerste bietjie dink daaroor. Oh my lord.
Pretoria Gardens.
Oh, Pretoria Gardens.
Weet jy wat? Ek is ook van Pretoria, weet jy, maar ek is nou nie 'n girl nie.
I thought you were a Plaasien.
Jou ma se.
No, I'm a proud Plaasien.
Okay.
But
no, you know, I was Meyerspark, Merrifield, Silverton. You know those places?
Yeah, I know.
It's me.
I was also Pretoria. I went to Pretoria Girls' High.
Really? Where do you know Elon Musk? Even though he was in Boise.
Yeah, he was in Boise, and the guys he was at school was a really good friend of mine.
Wow!
So I still got
contacts. I was in that era. No,
yes, you were in that era of Elon Musk.
Yeah, when he was at school. Yes.
Wow! But you just across the road.
Literally in a green uniform.
Were you very good at athletics? Were you A-born?
No, girls, I didn't do athletics. It wasn't ladylike. But we did hockey.
Which is so much more ladylike.
Go figure.
Michelle says hi to Laura.
Hi Laura, great that you've joined the lunatics at Cliff Central. When are you coming to visit me at the aquarium, my friend? That's Michelle Kirschenbach.
What aquarium? Do you have a contact with her?
No.
What aquarium, Michelle? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm sure she's going to tell us now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going to happen now? Ons gaan nou jou foto opsit op die website. Jy is nou officially geënter. Dan gaan ons mekaar later weer sien. Mense gaan vir jou stem. En aan die einde van die jaar is daar 'n moorse like party. And oh ja, yeah, we must periscope you quickly. So Duncan, what's your name? Gavin.
What? Yes, Gavin.
What are you doing? You must turn yourself you must turn the screen around.
I was just quickly taking pictures of myself.
You vain bitch.
Laura and I have the most selfies together.
But now
of any guest on Cliff Central.
Put our beautiful Kayla on Periscope. Okay. So let her stand up and toss her hair.
Okay,
at
cool.
least. Okay. Come on, Gavin.
Okay. Take off the thing and then get up.
Okay.
I'm pressing the buttons. Kayla. Bag, CC, initializing video stream.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Start broadcast!
I'll play some nice music.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
It's awkward silence.
It's a model.
Turn it up!
Yeah! So Matthew couldn't make it, but now Johan is here. Johan actually works at Boss Models. But while he's here, he's not bad looking. So let's pretend he's entering. So Charmaine, ask him questions. We'll just give him hell. Johan, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm absolutely fine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Johan, would you take your clothes off for me, please?
No, I'm not that kind of model.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, you're making him nervous.
You see, I want to do exactly what you can't do. So, Johan, do you know that if you sleep with the boss... No, not the boss. If you sleep with the presenter, you will... What's that? Who's that? Who's ringing? Antwoord, laat ons hoor. Hallo? Wie is dit?
Dit was ek.
Wat, wie gebel het?
Look, I'm looking for my phone and I'm not quite sure.
Oh, Jesus, this is a madhouse. So, Johan, no call pictures for us, eh?
Not today.
What are you going to ask him?
Well, you said to be a little risque, so I'm going to go a little
risque. Go for it. Go for it.
Hopefully I don't come around or come across as a perv, you know, just an old perv. Okay, the best song to shag on.
Oh, wow.
I'm terrible with music. I never remember. Do you remember?
No.
Aww.
Did you not?
It's okay. Don't take it seriously.
Remember, you're not really entrant, so you can go for it.
You could tell me anything you want to.
Wrecking Ball. Not Wrecking Ball.
Okay, that's
that
a bit
could be
ouch.
Powerful, though.
Yeah. Would be. How does it go again?
That wrecking
came in like a wrecking ball.
And you know what? She actually looks a little bit like Miley Cyrus if you look at her like that.
Are you talking about Johan?
No.
Oh. She does. She's a Miley Cyrus lookalike.
Yeah.
In a way. Just better because Miley Cyrus, I just want to blixen her when I see her because she's so with a tongue, eh?
Yeah, the tongue thing. It's a gift, you know. Okay. Do you remember the first guy you kissed?
Who says he's gay?
This was the question for the other guy. Now, I am not assuming anything. Okay.
Was it the question for Matthew?
Yes.
Keep it. We'll ask it again.
That's not work. You know, but now my gaydar is really good too, so don't
Johan looks shy.
Johan is shy.
He mustn't be.
But Johan is cute. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
He's not one of the entries.
I mean, he could be my grandson. So it's a bit pervy to ask him to sleep with me and show me his body. Yeah. I know.
But you're not going to do that, are
I'm
you?
Not. I'm joking. I'm sending it up.
But you're the cutest thing ever. I'd love to do something with the coif, though.
What you would know? You like to do?
Well, what's wrong with his fucking coif?
Just spike it up, you know. Just like, you know. So that's what I would like to do. Are you all right with this?
I'm okay with it.
So what's it like working with him?
So Johan is the behind the scenes, so we've like stuck him in front of the mic today for the first time.
And for the first time. Well, that's a very nice vierdoop he's getting.
But he's also a model.
No. He used to be a model, but he likes to be... He's a photographer. He does all our social media. He's behind our Twitter account. He's got our Facebook viewership up to second in the country.
Wow. Oh, wow.
We must take pickies of him, eh? We must take pickies and just show on our Casper Radio show.
He really is.
And the Boys and Girls for Central webpage, which is all there on Facebook. Just look for it and seek and ye shall find.
He manages this.
He manages really? We will show him now because we are conning on about him. People want to know what he looks like now.
Uh-huh. So you're also the photographer?
Yes.
Okay, but don't show him on the pics with his earphones because it makes him look nerdy.
Sorry, what?
He said you look like a nerd.
With your earphones on.
Should I take them off?
No.
With the picture. For the picture.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, you're so cute. I want to take you, put you in my pocket and go home with you. You know? It's the mommy in me. So do you want more questions?
Yes, I want to know if models are difficult.
Well, sometimes. Not every time. It depends on the person.
Okay. How do you calm them down? Because, you know, it's like very... You expose yourself.
So,
you know this story.
Well, if I take photos of people, they usually freak out because it's their first time. But after... Like, you need to kind of comfort them and tell them what to do. And, I don't know, then they loosen up. So the first couple of photos are always the worst, but then later on it gets better.
It's like anything.
Yeah, basically.
You have an American accent when you speak.
Oh, I don't know English. Where that came from because I'm actually Afrikaans.
Oh,
I think it comes from Sevendalon because all the kids in Sevendalon, when they talk English.
No, but you also know...
Everywhere. I had a waiter the other day who talked American accent to me.
But we learn from what we watch. It's TV. From ears. You know, some of us sound English, the others sound American. And I find it quite interesting, you know. So it's nothing. I just thought maybe you lived there for a while.
Johan, it sounds much better than, I am here for you. Like, I'm here for you. It's fine. And it's international accent, so
yeah, it works on any ear. I love I am here for you, though.
You do. It's like
it's a South African.
It's a nomadic droll.
It's freaking South African.
I'm here
for you. No, it's just like I do the Gael thing. I like the Cape Town. So I think it's I am here for you. I am here for you, Johan.
Thank you for being here.
You know what? I learned something very interesting. Let's talk about accents, and that is, in Britain, some words people don't think about when they use it, South Africans, and it is a completely different meaning. So, for instance, geezer, you don't say geezer in Britain.
Because that's an old man, isn't
that's
it?
A guy, yeah. There's an old geezer.
Yeah.
So what do you say in Britain? You say, I've got it here somewhere, let me show you. You say something fucking else. It's loading the page. It's from the South African, a very interesting publication in London for South Africans. That's right. So they say, here, the first, I think robots they didn't include, but robot is also a thing that we say. I think we're the only country in the world that talks about robots. It's a boiler in Britain. Oh. It's a boiler. Don't say geezer. Another one we've talked about before on the show is holding thumbs and fingers crossed. Only South Africans hold thumbs.
Hmm.
The rest of the world cross their fingers. We say a rubber. And they say eraser.
Sure. Oh. I thought we were referencing something
because,
else.
Exactly. Because if you say rubber, okay, you mean something, you mean FL.
Wow, that's an old word.
French letter, yes.
So old,
condom.
I forgot that it exists. We used to you say remember that word? Sure. I don't.
FL, that's a condom.
Have you your FL's gebring, Koos?
Ja.
The French letter.
Jersey, we say. They say cardigan. Or a jacket, or a fleece, or a hoodie. But we say jersey for everything. Bring a jersey. Yeah, ma.
Okay.
I just lost my place now. So it's a packet. Have you got a packet? No. It's a grocery. It's a carrier bag.
Okay.
Huh?
A sucky.
Yeah. Then we say passage. Vergang.
Mm.
But you have to say?
Corridor.
Yes.
Corridor.
Good, Laura. 2 points.
Then why isn't it a rite of corridor? It's a rite of passage, man.
I know.
So I didn't it work verkeerd.
No, but passage is the wrong word.
Ah.
No, it's the right word. You're right. I was wrong. It's fucking confusing. Then you get, if this page is going to do this to me one more time, then you get We say circle, but they say? Laura?
Don't know.
Roundabout.
A roundabout. Nice, Charmaine. You would have won the amazing race in Britain. We will all be going, where's the circle? Where's the circle? The circle of life. We say pants. Don't say that. It's awkward.
Because pants are underpants.
Yeah. They? It's trousers.
Trousers.
I do like your trousers because it's a nice color. Tights. It's not pantyhose.
Stockings.
It's tights. Tackies. The right word for tackies are?
Sneakers or trainers.
Trainers, correct. There you would have taken over from Charmaine. There you go on the amazing race. And then, of course, mobile and cell. And the other one that I don't understand and why we've got to find this out is crisps instead of chips. Why crisps? Or is what is crisps, Lara? You are refined. Is that the Simba things?
Chips are slop chips and crisps are Simba chips. For them.
Crinkle cuts.
For them.
Chips is everything.
Chips for them is like for the fish.
No, that's yeah.
Yeah, that's yes, chips for them.
Chips.
Fish and chips. Yeah.
Okay. So we could say that crisps is onomatopoeic.
You can say right. It. You can.
Like, because it's the sound. Crisps. Crisp. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Hi, do you want some? Crisp. Then in South Africa, we love to say, I'll do this so long. But you can't say that. You'll say, I'll do it in the meantime. You see, so while you in the toilet, I'll color this in so long. No, can't do that. In the meantime. And then same difference and same thing. So you don't say same diff. You say it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Same difference is a thing that a colloquialism. talking about an opportunity that happened here. So, Johan, did you ever think that you will learn this during your interview with us?
I did not.
And now you know, hey?
I'm so educated right now.
You are, and I'll see you in the meantime so long in the passage. Just don't touch my geezer. Well, good luck. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time again for the boys and girls. If there's something else that we have to tell the people, Laura, please help me. Because today
How to enter.
How to enter the competition. Okay. How do you enter? Tell me.
So you can email my email address, laura@bossmodel.co.za.
Yeah.
Or josie@bossmodel. Or you can just go onto social media and hashtag an image, BAGCC.
Hashtag BAGCC. Remember BAGCC?
Yeah. Preferably Instagram on that one.
Yeah.
And also one of the things we're going to give away is a shoot for the boy and the girl.
So
they will win a professional photo shoot.
Oh, a gun?
No, no.
No, a shoot.
A modeling shoot.
Yeah, I know. I'm just teasing. I'm trying to be funny.
By Johan.
No. Johan will real do pictures. No. Johan does our in-house photography and a proper shoot over and above that as well.
Well, that's fantastic. Okay, so that is that. I'm going to play this music now, and then we're going to improvise Game of Thrones for the week. So, Laura, thank you for being here. Johan, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Kayla, thank you for being here. And we'll see you all soon on the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central. Said I can make your hands clap every night when the stars come out. What's a Michelle Narcisse? Why? Because I cocked on her.
She actually did say, did Laura, to Ocean's Aquarium in Cape Town. P.S. was Dunstan.
Zara, you're being talked to here.
Yeah. Michelle is very adamant that she does know you well. She recognizes the name.
I recognize the name. I'm so terrible with face. Now I can see your picture.
Okay, well, they did meet. And they got along like fish in water, apparently.
Sorry, Michelle. Ride your secrets on Broadway to the freeway. You're a keeper of crap. Skin of conviction, grits of vodka, and only sweeten your wine. But you don't even know.
Hello and welcome again to Mastermind. Today we have Flip Kotze, and his speciality subject is
iFix.
Okay, your 60 seconds start now. Flip, what is the name of the shop where you can take your Samsung or iPhone to be repaired?
iFix.
What is the name of the shop where you can book in your device online?
iFix.
Who's got 26 stores?
iFix.
For repairs of cell phones countrywide?
iFix.
Where can you buy a refurbished iPhone?
iFix.
What is the capital of South Africa?
iFix.
No, that's wrong. The capital of South Africa.
Capital S.
That's right. Congratulations, Flip.
Bye, Flip.
En so het het gebeur, dat allemaal in die sewe koninkryke voorberei vir die groot oorlog wat kom. Onthou, hulle die afgelope paar seisoene gesê, winter is coming, winter is coming. Nou ja, dit is dit. De winter is die gevechte wat gaan kom. Summer is in sy moer. Ek praat nie van die seisoen nie, ek praat van die wolf. Van Bram, hy is dood. Maar meer daaroor later. Eers bevind Sanna haar in die geselskap van Willie Wikkelworm. Hy wat beloof het om haar te beskerm en toe haar afgeleid het by die Biltong Biltongs. Sy kont fronteer hom.
Laat jy jou gesig weer hier wys, Willie Wikkelwurm.
Ek jammer dit so lang vat my jou weer sien, Sanna. Ek vertrou jou vorige man nie so sleg was nie.
Wat die hel het jy gedink doen jy? Jy weet wat jy gedoen het. Jy het gesê jy gaan my beskerm, Willie Wikkelwurm. En toe sit jy my daar in die hondsnes van hierdie walglike jagsmannetjie. Biltong Biltong.
Ek nie weet Biltong Biltong so erge mens wat hy aan jou doen.
Weet jy wat hy gedoen het? Ek gee jou 3 raaie. Weet jy wat is die koekroller? Die koekroller? Dis 'n posisie, Willie. Hy het my in die koekroller gesit. Weet jy hoe seer was dit?
Ek is bewus van die koekroller. Remember, ek ook huis van prostitutie hardloop en West in King's Landing.
Maar dan moes jy geweet het. Want as jy nie geweet het nie, dan is jy idioot moroon mangrel. As jy, as jy geweet het, ek dink ons moet nou klaar maak. Is jy my vyand? Ek haat jou. Ek haat jou.
Sorry.
Sus, ek kan skaars loop, man.
Panna, die arme lesbische rabadoedochterkie van my, Wolfie Stark, het regtig nou nog nie 'n breik gekry in haar lewe nie. Die noodlot slaan haar links en regs. Sy lewe in armoede en almal gee kak.
Eina.
Meisie?
Die meisie is niemand.
Dis reg.
Eina!
Dis reg, jy sal leer so. Dis nie seer nie. Nou, wat 'n gesig wil jy hê?
Ek is niemand. Eina!
Dis oké, okay, is nie seer nie. Ek wil hê jy moet vir my 'n aktrise gaan vermoor.
Ek is niemand en ek, Eina, is almal. Hoekom moet ek die aktrise vermoor?
Sy is 'n kak actress. Sy irriteer my.
O, is sy 'n CP-aktrise?
Ja, Sewende Laan.
Ja. Eina!
En dis oké, is nie seer nie.
Eina, ek hou op om my met daai stok te slaan.
Nou, maar dan moet jy leer om jouself te defend.
Wat? Ek is niemand nie.
Mooi. Mooi dat jy dit weet. Okay. Nou.
Eina!
Daar sê, lekker ne.
Eina!
So, ga na die actrice toe, geef haar hierdie poison.
Ek doen dit.
Ga na die actrice.
Ek is nou terug.
Wie is jy?
Niemand.
Na haar indrukwekkende vierdoop is Kablisi nog steeds tussen die All Blacks. Maar hulle is nou baie stil en luister vir haar. Sy het 'n intensiewe en hartverskeurende gesprek met haar ex-raadgewer wat swaar gebuk gaan onder die skurwe jantjie.
Ah, my ex-assistent met die klipkondisie.
Ja, Kablisi. Dit is vir my baie hartseer, maar ek is nogal siek.
Uh-oh.
Wat gaan aan met jou?
Wel, dis vir my 'n steen des aanstoots, maar nie alles loop klipdisselboom nie. Ek het so 'n bietjie van 'n vuil aandoening.
Ek kan sien.
Ja, ek het 'n klippie in my skoen, dit pla my. Ek wil jou dien en jou help om koningin te word.
Asseblief.
Maar ek is tussen 'n klip en 'n harde plek. En daardie harde plek is my klippie vir jou.
Gepraat van jou harde plek. Weet jy, ek dink ek is verlief op jou dalk. Miskien.
Ah, so amper het jy deur my vingers geklip.
Oh, God, dis snaaks. Luister, gaan soek 'n dokter.
En
jou klipkondisie.
Ek sal op my perd klim en ek sal klip klop galop.
Ja, en as jy as jy 'n dokter kry, probeer dan daar in Johannesburg se sulke plakkate onder die brug.
En Marien is kort gat gimmerkop en Nathaniel besig om steeds sluwe planne te beraam in die afwesigheid van Kablisi. Hulle het gedink en gedink en skielik toe kry die dwergie 'n idee.
Ah. Weet jy wat, Nathaniel?
Nee, wat?
Een ding, waarmee jy mense altyd kan afpers, is geloof.
Ja.
So ons moet eenvoudig geloof gebruik om hierdie marine mense in toom te kry. En om ons eie toekoms makliker manipuleerbaar te maak.
Ek weet nie wat jy gesê het nie, maar het klink lekker.
Ek dink ons moet die groot, rooi, oppersluit priesteres laat kom.
Ek is hier.
Kort gaat Gimmerkop en Nathaniel.
Ja.
Ja.
Die groot, rooi, opperpriestersleed, die groot oppersleed, die groot, rooi, oppersleed priesteres is hier.
Dankie.
Dankie. Hallo.
Hallo, ek is hier.
Luister, ek het 'n probleem, vooral met vroue wat 'n attitude het. Sorry. Vooral met vroue wat 'n attitude het.
Ja, maar ek is 'n groot rooi opperste hek. En ek kan julle help. My niggie help daai ou daar aan die ander kant van die land. Stannis Baratheon, ding het nie so lekker uitgedraai nie, maar ek kan 'n baie beter heks deal vir julle doen.
Ek is worried daaroor. Wat 'n geluide is dit?
Ooh la la.
God, het jy 'n hondjie of is jy honger? So sal jy ons kan help op versleet.
Ek sal julle met graagte help met my toerkrag.
Jy. Wil jy 'n guest spot kom doen by my show by Emperors?
Ek sal dit love, dink jy gaan weer na Ladies wen?
For sure, na Lady Berge. Nog so plat.
Die oom in die boom neem vrein rond en wys om allerhande dinge. Dit is natuurlik nou as hulle in hulle morph mode is. M-O-R-P-H, morph. Maar Bran is soos 'n drug addict. Hy kan nie ophou morph nie. Nou gaan hy som op sy eie en hy gaan kuier vir sy verlede. Hy besoek ook sy maatjies, soos Dogmore. Maar Dogmore kom hy agter het nie altyd Dogmore gesê nie.
Dogmore.
Sy oorspronklike naam is Ossie. Ossie Visagi.
Daar sê ek.
Ossie se naam het op een of ander stadium verander na Dogmore.
Dogmore.
Hoekom weet ons nog nie?
Dogmore.
Hierso reis ek nou in my verlede. En my pa en my oupa en oupa
so stap hy op een van sy moftogte en omsingel hy die boom waarna hy in werklikheid lê. Skielik draai hy om en hy sien daar duisende zombies.
Oh, die witlopers is hier. Ons gaan moet wegkom, asseblief.
Of so het hy gedink.
Hulle trou ons aanval, hulle val ons aan.
Hulle was nie verdwaal.
Daar kak my wolf.
Hulle was in die regte televisieprogram.
Daar kak my kraai. Almal is besig om rondom my dood te gaan.
En sien een van die hoofkommandeer witlopers.
O, oh, hier
hy lyk soos iets tussen 'n bok en rifref. En hy sit op 'n perd.
Ek gaan aan jou vat.
Ag nee, nou gaan hulle weet wat ons is. En ek's nog
almal goed gefok. Want omdat die witloper aan Bran gevat het, kan hy nou die boom inkom.
Fok.
Die magic is gebreek. Die poltergeist meisietjie is te bliksem in.
Ek is so te bliksem in. Hoekom vat jy die witloper? Ja, ons sit hier so vir jare in die boom. Nou moet ons ontruim.
Die boom in die boom. Sê vir Bran.
Tap in, download gou quickly al my informatie.
Die zombies en witlopers storm die boom binne. Daar's chaos in die boom.
Ons moet
in die boom. Word vernietig. Bran en sy maaikies skuifel na die einde van die boombas om uit te kom. Die deur is toe. Bran morf vir Dogmore.
Dogmoor, help ons. Ek dink jy moet dit muur.
Dogmoor.
Wat is die idee?
Ek dink jy moet dit muur. Ek dink jy moet dit muur.
En soos dit net kan gebeur in 'n George R. Martin novelle, gesels die jong brein met die jong Dogmoor. Toe nog Ossie versaag. En hy sê vir hom...
Ossie, jy, ek dink jy moet dit moer.
That's Verdas, who is from tonight at the Civic with his show Battle of the Sexes. But, unfortunately, due to scheduling of the aeroplanes, he can't be here. I'm very sorry about that, but it's not the end of the world, because as our...
Extra Special!
Guests, we have got Kavi Shastri, and he is from India, but you... From England originally, Kavi.
Yeah, I kind of moved back. I mean, I think when the British left India, I followed them.
Yes.
And then I came back.
But where are you stationed?
Now I'm stationed in Mumbai, in India. Really? Yeah, so I've been there for about 8 years now.
Wow.
But I grew up and born and raised in London.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us here.
It's a great pleasure. I'm so intrigued by this. And Ashwin, hi. You're the producer. You're the mogul behind all this. And you do a lot of things. I mean, you produce musicals and theater shows and God knows what. And you are bringing this show for South Africa.
Yes, Battle absolutely.
How was this developed with Verdas, who I love? I didn't know who he was until 2 weeks ago, and then I asked specifically to see him on the show because he looked fantastic. He's right up my alley with humor. I love him. How did your cooperation start?
2007. In 2007, Veer came to me and said, I want to do a live show on stage. I mainly do corporate stand-up pieces for 30 minutes and 40 minutes, and I really want to do my own show. So I said, look, the market's not ready for it. And in 2007... there wasn't any stand-up comedy in India.
Wow.
It never existed.
That was my question.
Yes, never did. But it was done in a theatrical format. So you'd have front-curtain jokes on some of our other productions where people would probably ham the piece out there and just, you know, it would be interactive, jibe with the audience, play it out with the audience. So that's what used to happen. But it was never defined as stand-up comedy. So a year later, he came and showed me a showreel and said, hey, look, now I think it's time you should do stuff with me. And so I said, okay, what would you like to do? He says, you know, I just broke my heart about 6 months back. I was engaged to be married and that just didn't go too well.
Yeah.
And I want to create a show that's Walking on My Broken Heart. So we created Walking on Broken Das.
Okay.
Or Walking on Broken Glass.
Yes.
And that's how it all rhymed up. And we did a show, 9 shows in 1,000 seaters, houseful. And this was in 2008 when the markets had tanked. And I launched 2 productions. So I launched Walking on Broken Das and I launched Paulo Coelho's Alchemist as a musical. So the markets were ready for inspiration and comedy.
Okay.
So that was the renaissance of stand-up. And then Veer and I drove these productions, which actually then culminated about creating a stand-up comedy scenario in India. And over 3 years, Kavi would agree, over 3 to 4 years, there were 1,500 stand-up comedians. So he would do amateur nights, then he diversified. And in that show, we developed the song that you just played.
Yeah, Maggie.
But the group was called
Alien Chutney.
Alien Chutney.
Yes.
So we started doing comedy in Walking Broken Glass. There were 2 songs which were written, and he started learning to play the guitar, and we got a pianist with him, and that's how Alien Chutney was born from there.
Mm.
And after that, he had Delhi Belly, which was a big Bollywood hit, which came out. Then we produced History of India, rewritten, which was the funny part of Indian history. We brought that 2 years back at the Joburg Theatre.
You did? Oh, yes. Fuck, I missed it. I want to be there now.
Yeah. And that was a funny journey. And surprisingly, 3 shows. 80% of our audience were South Africans and not Indian.
I'm very glad to hear that.
And on our last day, on Sunday matinee, we had 150 people from the Fire Safety and Fire Engine Association. And we were wondering what's going to happen. And they had a blast. So that encouraged me to bring Blame It on Bollywood. Then we brought Blame It on Bollywood.
That's a musical.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did about 8 shows at the Monte Cassino last year in October. That did very well. And post that, now we've brought Battle of the Sexes, and we've just set up AGP World, that's our company, in South Africa.
Ah, fantastic.
To now produce work here, bring work from India and overseas into this country, and actually start producing work here that goes around Africa, because Africa as a whole has so many segments, so many different countries, and the touring format doesn't exist. So we're going to be producing work here, which is original South African work, and take it around, because the talent here is amazing.
You think so too?
No, it's true, because we've done stuff in the US and UK, and now we're going to Australia with a lot of work. But you see the skill between the entire multifaceted communities that are here are prepped up to be able to handle that kind of work. So even you'll see that there are a lot of the dancers, comedians have gone overseas and have prospered tremendously because the discipline is comes a lot from the heart and from the land. So it's very progressive, but I want to start doing work here so that the whole of Africa can look at South Africa as the West End of Africa.
Wow.
So so that's my journey, that's which I've started.
Very good. But you've got offices where?
So we are 100% Indian-owned company out of Mumbai.
Yeah. We've set which up you started.
Yes. Over 20 years back. We've gone bust 3 times doing theater. Broke. Borrowed money from the market.
Welcome.
Okay, had a gun in my head and said, pay now, I'll shoot you. I said, shoot. Because if you shoot, you're not going to get any money out of me. So he said, that's an interesting conversation. And that guy's a big politician today, and I'm a friend of his. So I'm just saying that we've gone through those difficult times. We have now an office in Singapore. So we are producing work in Singapore for the Far East. We have an office in Dubai, which is producing Arab English theater for the region.
Wow.
And then we set up Sydney. So we have a piece in Sydney for Australia and New Zealand, and now South Africa for Africa.
Wow.
So by the end of the year, we will have something in Boston and in London.
Wow.
So it's about creating an umbrella of talent exchange pool between all our bases, but they're very lightweight. So they're like setting up little satellites and little lighthouses, which then radiate the whole region, which absorbs the talent, and then there's a connection across the whole board. And we work with a lot of corporates. So when we do our work, we get sponsors on board. We get them to justify our investment in the show. Mm-hmm. We don't really go out and go to investors to put in money and get money back. But now with the way it's growing, we're now even looking at people to finance individual projects because there's so much happening.
Mm-hmm.
So South Africa is for me, it's such a beautiful connection. I mean, it's easy. The people are very easy to deal with. There are no pretenses. They're straight on the face. They'll tell you the way it is, and I prefer that. It comes straight off.
I just want to correct my pronunciation. It's Veer does, not Ver, what I said.
Yeah, lots of people call him Veer, but it's Veer.
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 Veer. Veer. Kavi?
Kavi.
Kavi. Kavi.
Yes.
For a second there, I thought Veer was short for Kavir.
you
spoke.
It's well, all Veer.
Thank you for asking that.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful what you're doing. Have you been here before, Kavi?
Yes, I was here for the History of India 2 years ago.
Okay, because you collaborate with Veer.
So the Veer and I have collaborated for, I think, nearly 8 years, 7 to 8 years.
Wow.
As Ashwin was saying earlier on, the revolution of stand-up comedy in India, like, I was there during, like, organizing the first amateur nights that we did.
Wow.
A lot of the boys that came in to kind of perform for us and then kind of compete are now doing spectacularly well, writing TV shows and so what I found is stand-up comedy kind of has become a career option, I'm not sure how it is here, but in India, you know, it's just be a doctor, be a lawyer, be now stand-up comedy, being a writer, working in the entertainment business
is
now becoming
a legitimate job.
Yes, it's a legitimate job where you can make money, you know, and it's.
We had an explosion here in the 2000s, beginning 2000s, where the stand-up just grew.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to hear that it started only recently, like 10 years ago in India, because the little bit I've seen of Veer Das, he is extremely good. He's very funny.
Yes.
It's not as if you go, oh, that's Indian stand-up. Mm. He's world class. And you've got to see him as well. His expressions and the things, how he explains stuff, it's very, very funny. So what do you do?
Sorry. I basically, okay, so I'm you know the canary they put in the mine?
Yes, see if there's oxygen.
So I'm basically that. So I for History of India and the Battle of the Sexes, I've opened both shows for Veed. Mine is more a scientific journey. So the Battle of the Sexes, the show is about the battle between men and women, you know, and who is the more dominant of the two, who actually is the winner. But in order to do that, we have to understand about unicellular organisms and multicellular organisms and the evolution of man. So actually, so I basically give, and even in the History of India, I talk from, you know, the Pangaea all the way to sort of how India was formed and how Africa kind of slipped off to the one. one side. And so I kind of give a scientific journey into what the actual problem is. And then V takes it over with the kind of the logical and the things that we know about. So throughout the journey with me, you hear about unicellular organisms and how they've affected a person. Early man, I talk about.
I love that.
Yeah, so I talk about all of those sort of progressing, how we've become who we are today.
Early woman too, right?
Early woman too, you know.
don't leave them out. 70% of your tickets get bought by women. Statistics tell you that.
Early woman as well. It sounds fantastic. But you are also a Bollywood actor. Am I right with my research?
Yes, I am. I've done a bunch of films, television.
So in India, do people go crazy when they see you?
Probably not. But
Ashwin, no, tell the truth.
The women go crazy.
Really? Okay,
the women go more crazy over him than Veer.
Really?
Yeah. They do because.
But
because
is Veer a Bollywood actor?
Yes,
he's a Bollywood actor.
Didn't know
Veer has 19 films under his belt. He started his career by going to small bars and being thrown out in the U.S. You know, that's how he did. He did the cruises. He did all
I
that.
Think he did a stri- I think he worked in the strip club also.
Yeah, he's done everything.
Oh, yeah, stripping, luckily.
No, but just before.
But the comedy, yeah.
That's sort of the joint that you have to play, but yeah. He did it in 10 years. Wonderful, the condensed Regis Digest version.
But it's actually the stand-up which then took him on to Bollywood. And then stand-up allowed people to mirror the life to the celluloid kind of, or to the cinema kind of piece. So it helped boost his
both
complete,
me,
yeah. Both yeah. You know, started, you know, complementing each other.
Okay. Now, can you tell me how I want to test your knowledge of Bollywood? What is Bollywood? Is it like a genre where you know, okay, this is from this movie, this is from this movie? Excuse the very stupid questions, but
okay,
I don't know.
Yes, I think maybe about a year, 2 years ago, you could definitely say, okay, that's from that movie and that's from that movie. Like within the last 12 months, all of a sudden,
changed.
There's just been this renaissance of just brand new work and films who
original
have,
work.
You know, who have no, like there's a Marathi film right now. So India has not just Bollywood, but it has, like I think every state has its own film industry.
Wow.
So like the South Indian film industry is the biggest, actually it's much bigger than Bollywood.
So the stats, know? The stats would be, Bollywood is only 17% of the bums on seats sold in India.
Wow.
But it is 61% of the bums on seats sold globally. So when you're looking
at... It's the most well-known export product.
Cricket
yes.
and Bollywood are the two biggest exports out of India
ah.
in the live entertainment space. And it's growing stronger.
Stronger, yeah. There's a film that just came out, had no budget, has no distribution, doesn't have anything, and it's taken the box office
content.
By storm.
Content.
Now everything's become very content-driven.
Yeah. Well... If you then if I play this, would you know what it is from?
Okay.
I just want to test your knowledge.
Okay.
Just see if it's playing. What the fuck? Oh. Nice though. Gavin, are you okay? Did you break your knee?
I've heard this.
Yeah, obviously.
I hope so.
I can't remember the name of the film. I know the song.
Okay, I'm going to read what I see here. I don't know what I'm reading. Manma emotion yaga Dilwale.
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 Is that the movie's name?
Dilwale is the name of the movie. Yes.
Okay. Is that the new Dilwale with Shah Rukh and
Kajol?
Okay, so would those songs then become hits on the radio?
Of course, yeah. They become massive.
Yeah,
massive
but there's two kinds of music. The older music is still heard by people today in South Africa and relished because those are all time greats.
Yes,
very
classic.
Popular. Over here.
The ones that are now, the ones that y'all are playing, they have a shorter shelf life.
I see. It's like pop music,
yes.
Basically.
Beautiful.
I know the song.
Me too.
It's called Aryan Kanungu. Doesn't make sense. Badshah.
Bacha is a rapper. He's a rapper.
Well, the production value of the things I have seen is phenomenal. Is there a lot of money in India? I mean, are you rich?
Personally, no.
Oh, really? But you look okay.
I feed myself. Yeah. You know, a McDonald's here and there is always good.
Join the club, yeah.
But, I think there is a lot of money in India. There's
in the right places. I keep saying the less you do, the more you make.
That's interesting.
Selective.
Yeah.
So you'll have a guy who's just been launched and he's had one hit under his belt, and then he turns around and says, oh, I've got 20 offers, let me take all of them.
Mm-mm.
He's making the biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Then you've got another guy who comes in, says yes, no, 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 yes, because he knows that he wants to work with the right banner, mm-hmm. the right director. He knows his content, and he goes out there and positions himself well, and that's how the movie becomes a hit, mm-hmm. and then he grows to the next level. So it's rather he does one film a year, two films a year, but the flashback from it is so high because then you get endorsements, you get ad films, you get so much more revenue that comes in after that. Yeah, it's about just choosing. So you've got some of the stars today who actually have now come, who have been on theater but have gone on cinema. And today they come on maybe, they make more money than they do in cinema, in theater.
Mm.
There are three such actors who have made it that way. Nasiruddin Shah, Anupam Kher, and Paresh Rawal. And they go to US and they do about 52 shows in 55 days.
Wow, that's insane.
And they command about $35,000 to $40,000 a show.
Wow. But it's incredible. Question I wanted to ask earlier, because obviously there's a strong cultural exchange between South Africa and India,
yes.
Sport and cricket and, you know, all those things. So
all the way back to Gandhi, actually.
Yes. You know, so do you find if you're coming to do a trip over here, in terms of your material, now I know it's kind of thematically based, but do you adapt it a little bit for what you know? Because it's easy to get information, and I suppose a lot of your jokes will work the same there as it does here.
Yeah, I think content does change. I mean, it changes city to city. The harder show I found was The History of India, to kind of prep for in comparison to this. Because the weird thing is, and it's a very beautiful thing as well, but Indians here, they believe to be themselves South African before they're Indian. And so to actually throw across the fact that, you know, because anywhere you go in the world, a lot of people will be like, I'm Indian first. But actually, this is one of the few places that I've actually been to where they're like, I'm South African first. You know? So to kind of then break that mold and kind of get them back into the history and stuff was very, very tough. You know, I am trying to kind of prep as we go along. There's a lot of countries you go to, like Singapore and Dubai, where you can't talk about the administration. You know, you can't talk about those
forbidden
things.
Subjects.
Yes.
Okay, but yeah, you can. Just go for it.
Yes, I've been told. So.
Go for it.
I've got a jet waiting.
Don't worry.
Yeah, provided by the Guptas.
Someone just wrote, we got the Guptas in the studio. Well, the jet is waiting.
So you were born in the UK.
The UK, yes.
But your accent is confusing me.
Okay, so basically living... So when I first moved to India, people didn't understand a word I said, you know, so I had to adapt it. And I had to kind of this thing. Also, my wife is Australian, so I'm just this mixture of.
So you were born in London. Your wife's Australian. You married in Mumbai.
In Mumbai, correct? Yes. So it's just one. America's the only place left, I think. So we'll have kids there or something.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all that's left.
Making them American citizens.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it's very celebrity. To adopt a child from Africa.
Absolutely. My dad's African, my dad's from Tanzania. So
I've got a couple of questions here for you, and I'm glad you answered one, because I was so scared that your marriage to Cheryl Wiltshire or Wiltshire gone on the rocks, and then it's a bad question to ask. Because I saw somewhere that you got engaged, and it was a big thing in Australia, because she's Australian.
Yes, she's Australian, yes. Yes.
So it's everything going well?
Yes, everything's going well. She's I'm back so home correct. At the moment.
Okay.
And so she's
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
It is 12 o'clock at night there about.
Yes. Yeah. I think she's out for dinner right now, actually. Mm. So hopefully not with a young man.
But now you said as well, in one interview I saw, that you said you struggle with romance in movies. Why?
Do you know what it is? I think that once I'm a bit of a hopeless romantic at heart. But you know, I'm in that thing of I can only be true to one person, and Asher will back me up on this. That you know, I can only love that one person. You know, and so I find it's very awkward.
He basically can love one, but he can lust all.
No. Yeah,
that's life.
But it's one of those things that.
Now you feel guilty because you're lusty.
I think what it is also when you're actually on a set. And especially an Indian set, what happens is there's 150 people around you. Cameras are very close. It's very hot. BO is across the board. So if that sets the mood for romance,
but the vanity vans always save the day.
If you're fortunate.
What does sing sound mean?
Sing sound basically means you know, being able to. So you have a recording device that's on you, like a lapel mic.
Yeah.
And so when you're actually recording, when you're actually doing a scene, you don't have to dub it afterwards. So you basically, whatever sound has been made, whatever you've said on the day is what goes on air. But a lot of people use the sync sound device now to just monitor and then dub whatever they need to dub. You know, it's a safe way of kind of keeping both. Sometimes it's good to dub. I'm not very good at dubbing. Some people make entire films come alive in the dub.
I know. But someone like Peter Jackson, apparently. Yes, he just dubs everything.
Even in India, Anupam Kher, for instance, you know, he makes a film come alive in one sitting of a dub. For me, it's in the moment, at that moment. So for me to recreate that again, I find very tough.
Is sing sound something that happened in India? Because it sounds like what you told me now, it sounds very much like they did Les Mis, the movie.
Yes,
it was
like
live singing.
Live singing, yes. Yeah. No, actually, do you know, sync sound has been a massive thing when I used to work in London for the BBC as well. Oh. It's only just, I think, in the last 6 or 7 years has come to India. Before it was just you'd have one guy with a boom mic and just get a pilot, and then you know you kind of just hope and pray that something has been caught.
Yeah,
I've done TV shows where the guy's forgotten to record, so I'm just having to watch and just make up. It's crazy.
Imagine.
It's insane.
Okay, well, I am going to test your knowledge now. We did some Bollywood. Now we're going to do movie soundtracks. So Ashwin and Kavi, you're both welcome, but you're going to compete against Gavin and Hannes and Shemaine sitting there.
Never do these. Don't even look at me.
Okay, Shemaine doesn't want to do it, but I know why, because Shemaine always loses.
I do too. I claim that I know things, but I don't.
I must just find, I had it here. Just hang on. So here we go. So I'll stop it as well if we have to, but this you must tell me. First of all, let's get Hannes make a noise.
Bah.
Okay, that's your noise. Your noise, Covey.
Bing.
Your noise, Gavin.
No,
that's very much
sorry. Oink.
Okay,
is that oink. Fine? Oink. Oink. Like a pig.
Ashwin, your noise.
Meow.
Okay, good. Here we go. Good luck. May the best man win. Shemaine, can you tell me who did the first noise?
I believe it to him.
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Yeah, yes. But who made the first noise?
He did.
Okay, Shemaine, you must tell me every time. Okay, 1 point.
Let's focus.
Bing!
The Simpsons.
Yes, Cubby point. Two my old points as well, then.
Bing! It's Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Yes.
Ashwin, you're very quiet.
Bing! Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes!
Nice!
Good movie, eh?
Yeah, very good.
I love that movie. I've seen it about 50 times.
Okay, now easy ones, please.
Yeah, you go.
Pink Panther. Pink Panther.
Good.
Harry Mancini, I think.
Good. You can.
No points.
Bing. James Bond.
Wow.
Is it?
No. No, this is Mission Impossible.
Oh, no. Pulp Fiction.
Who was first there?
I think we were pretty much the same time.
I can't keep up. I don't know what's happening.
Bing! Jurassic Park.
Yes. Okay, this one is interesting. I didn't know the title. Yes.
Oh, no, I'm taking my away. Okay. I had it, but I forgot it. This isn't like Four Rooms, yes?
No, it's called Hatari.
Hatari.
Yes, next one.
Bing! Okay, there's a Bollywood version of this.
Yeah, we used first.
But was it like 1492? It's some Columbus.
Yes.
Give the answer, give the answer. What's the answer?
1492.
Yeah, that's right.
And there was an Indian movie on the same theme. Bing! Godfather.
Yes, The Godfather.
Halloween.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
No, wrong.
No.
Okay, we still Halloween. Life is like a box of
chocolates.
Good.
Django Unchained, maybe?
You're Kill Bill.
No.
Wild Wild West.
Fistful of Dollars.
Dallas? No.
Magnificent Seven.
Oh, Saw.
Yes.
Beethoven. The movie.
Yeah,
the
it could be a Nightmare Before Christmas. It's becoming more and more difficult now. Mel Gibson.
Braveheart.
Directed by Mel Gibson.
Oh, this is Passion of Christ. No?
Other one. Other alien.
Apocalypto? No.
Science. Sad movie.
Oh, there's many of them.
Black man, prison, dying. Simpleton in the prison.
Shawshank Redemption?
The Green Mile.
Ah. I recognize this, I just can't place it.
Spider-Man. You did good.
I like how every time we got the answer, we...
It was basically between Covey and Honest.
Yeah, I see them as on my score... They look the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was one where they shouted, where both of them shouted together.
You had one for the Pink Panther.
I had one, and Ash.
Nothing.
See, that's where
we. What do you have? Hello.
Now, there was one. No, you come. We can't hear
you. Yeah, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Shemaine.
All right. There was an answer I'm not sure because we couldn't hear. All right. Okay. So our sound is down. So there was one where you answered Saw. Was that an answer? Or
yes, it was not.
Was it an answer?
He went.
Then that would go to Hannes, which then would make the scores 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And Kavi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Well, it's not that important.
I think for the sake of diplomatic relations between our respective countries,
absolutely.
We call it a truce.
I'm usually interested in this genre that's doing so well in India. I think it's fantastic and it's really good what I've seen so far, and I'm really gonna in the future I'm gonna study it and come to the shows. Like, I love history, so the history of India, all that will be perfect. I love evolution, so you're talking up my alley. That Game of Thrones songs we played earlier from Veer, fantastic. So I'm a big fan.
Perfect. Are you guys coming to the show this evening?
No.
Unfortunately, I'm in my own show.
Come tomorrow.
Yeah.
So when are you on?
Exciting. Today, tomorrow, and day after.
Day after.
At the Monte Casino Theatre.
The day after is Sunday.
Yes.
Matinee, 2 o'clock.
Okay. Well, maybe I should do the matinee.
Yes. That'd be very
come
good.
Come along, come along.
Yes, I think I should. I think I'm going to enjoy it.
Mm.
Okay, and where do you buy tickets?
Compute ticket.
Okay. Yeah. Easy enough.
Easy enough.
But you're our guest, so...
I'm not going to buy.
Yes. Okay.
Yay! I'm going to be a VVIP. Thank you so much. I'll take you up on it and I'll see you on Sunday.
Perfect.
So the show is called Battle of the Sexes. And it's not, it's people don't think of defending the caveman. It's not that at all. That was something completely different. This is stand-up as well. And this guy, Via Das, is so funny. He's so unique. No one else can do that. Coffee, we don't know. I'll first have to see him to see what the hell he's doing, but it sounds extremely interesting. Now, on the show, we're going to end with that. We usually have a segment where we go back to some hit in the past, and we call it Stof Poopies, which is Afrikaans for dust fart, basically. It's like a dust fart in the past. So we must play this and then I'll explain more.
Stof Poopies, Stof Poopies, Stof Poopies van J.H. Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry. So, we had a person here every year. She couldn't be here this year today, unfortunately, but I prepared the fart dusting for her. But I'm sure you're going to know this. Charmaine, have you got more information about this group? No, it's you.
Yes.
You got
yes.
information. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Hannes, who is this? Who are they?
It's Earth, Wind and Fire.
Yay! Yes. You know them?
Yeah.
Formed.
I was checking.
Formed in 1971. They're one of the most successful bands in the world with their genres of R&B, soul, funk, jazz, disco, pop, rock, Latin, and African. 20 Grammy nominations, 6-1.
Breathe, Hannes, yeah. Breathe.
No, but I'm so excited about Earth, Wind, and Fire. And it was started by Maurice White in 1971.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And then their name comes from his astrological sign. He's a Sagittarius, and that is connected with the elements, but not... water. So his astrological sign is connected with both earth, wind and fire. And then he said, okay, let's call the band that. And they've been in South Africa. They've performed here, and they were very well known there, especially the disco age. They had huge hits and very flashy costumes.
Yes,
spandexy.
And those trumpets. So together, it's nice.
Yeah. And they're still going.
Do you do like star signs in India? Do you believe in that?
Oh, it's a massive thing.
Is it?
It's a massive like astronomy and people reading palms and
astrology.
I didn't know that.
Very big.
I think the Indian constitution and everything everything that's Indian, even buying a car is dependent on the stars.
Ah,
yes. It's even in the house they've got something called Vastu, so which is like what you have the Feng Shui. We have something similar to that, which is Vastu, which tells you the right direction where you're off. So like my cabin in the office is the best. There was a great space which had three sides of the sea and everything. No, you're facing the door, you have to go to the other side. So I'm just saying that all those things
very
matter.
Important.
Yeah. Energy. It's all about energy. And all of us are about energy. We're here today and we pass it on tomorrow.
Yes, true.
And then more information. I mean, some of the big hits that they had in the 70s and the early 80s were Shining Star, That's the Way of the World, Devotion, which is a big, big hit, Reason, Sing a Song, one of my personal favorites, Boogie Wonderland.
Yeah.
Dance.
Yeah. And then
Boogie Wonderland.
Let's Groove, amongst others. And two of their songs have been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And Charmaine, in her wisdom, has just informed me that Maurice White, one of the founding members, passed away in February of this year.
Okay, silence. okay, that's enough.
And just as a last bit of trivia with regards to them, they were the first African-American act to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Stop it!
Yep, and that's a big, like, the WWE can't even get that place full.
Wow.
And President Barack Obama invited Earth, Wind & Fire to perform at the White House for the first social event of the new administration.
And what's playing now?
Glockenspiel.
No, the song. Earth, Wind & Fire.
Fantasy.
Slow.
It's a slow fantasy for sleeping children. Come, come, baby. Thank you so much for being here, Kavi.
Thank you so much. Thank
I
you
hope we see
us.
Each other. Oh, it's in on Sunday.
Sunday.
Don't know, make as if you don't know me on Sunday.
I will. I'll give you a hug on Sunday.
I'm going to be. And Ashwin, I see you as well. Great
Thank
meeting you.
You.
I love what you're doing. Respect
Thank
for
you.
That. Goodbye, Gavin.
Goodbye, Gussie.
It was nice seeing you. Oh, my God, what's happening now? It's gone. Goodbye, Hannah.
Goodbye, Gaspar.
Goodbye, Charmaine.
Goodbye, Charmaine.
Ciao, ciao, ciao.
It was a fun show. It was a great show. Here is the Earth, Wind, and Fire to take you through to 1 o'clock.
Woohoo! This is CliffCentral.com.